The announcements out of the way real quick. So we're gonna Brother Kevin and Sister Sway's wedding is August 18th at 4:30. RSVP is on the 14th, so that's 2 days from now. Yeah. So you guys need to put in for that, and that's just for the reception, right?
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, please.
The reception has changed, so the reception will be here at the church, so you don't have to worry about anything. The wedding will be here and the reception as well, so to let everybody know that. So,
and then August 6th, we have the church picnic, and then church pictures are on Sunday, September 10th. So be sure to not miss that. And on the 5th, Sister Sway shower. All right, Sister Beth.
All right, I do have a story to tell. I'll be up here for like an hour, but... I will say this, the devil has gotten to me in my thoughts, like, you should get up there, you should get up there. But the thing is I am praising God. I do love God. And he's been walking me through everything that's been going on in my life.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful for him, and I'm thankful for the bride.
Amen.
And I can't wait to hear what he has to say tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm glad to be here tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Don't want to be at home. I want to be here. This is my home with my
right.
family. And this is my... The old devil said, you can't go your hairs wet. I said, Satan.
Put it up.
That's my family. They don't care what I look at. He is stupid. You know, he's just it's a liar and stupid. But, you know, I want you, the church to pray.
Amen.
Back in, I don't want to think it was April, my brother, somebody hijacked. I don't know what, I guess you'd call it that. He took his little dog down to the lake to let it play. And as he's opened his door, this man comes in on him. And he tried to get his gun, which he takes it with him pretty much down there. He couldn't get to this gun, and the guy took him out of the vehicle, pushed him out of the vehicle. And you're talking about a 70, I'm 70, he's 70, pretty close 77. And he don't weigh 120-140 pounds, he's just a little guy. And anyway, he took his car and took his I don't think he took his gun, but anyway, he ended up in the hospital and with a messed up leg and where he had pulled out, and went and drug him with the car. Now, what I'm trying to say here, Satan is trying to kill my brother, and I can see that. Monday, he was mowing his yard, and something went wrong. He mowed it many, many times, but I'm sure he must have got too close to this place. And it flipped over and pinned him in under there for, I don't know, my sister-in-law said that she happened to see the smoke coming from down there, so she ran down there and she couldn't find him. They said he was completely under that lawnmower, had covered him up. And she said she couldn't get him off, and she hollered for her brother, and I guess this went on down there. You're away from people. You don't like it is here, you know. Anyway, when they did get him out of there, I guess the brother and her both took him so they could raise it up off of him. At that time, she checked his pulse, and he had no pulse, and he was not breathing. But by the time the squad got there, which that takes air, you know, and anyway, they got him out and flew him to Huntington, somewhere down there. And I just want the church to pray for him, because I can see where Satan, you know, is. He, all of his life, he's tried to get him. He's a retired Marine and in Vietnam. So, you know, he's really worked on his life. He turned his heart over to God about a year ago. So we got that for us, you know. But Satan is not going to touch him. He might try again. He's out to get him, you know. And I just want the church to pray for him. That right now they're keeping him sedated. We don't know why, but he's bruised real bad, you know. But they don't know. I don't think if there's any damage yet. But as far as we know, they're just keeping him sedated. That's all we know.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Sister. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm grateful to be here to hear what God has to say to me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I think I like to ask all the saints to please keep me and my family in your prayers. And there's a scripture that has, sometimes it's songs, because before I came to the message, I only knew like 4 Christian songs, and 2 of them were kids' songs. So I didn't know all these songs before I came here, and sometimes it's a song that helps me get through something.
Amen. Yeah.
And sometimes it's like an actual Bible scripture or testimony from you guys, and it literally does carry me through.
Amen.
And I would like to share this with you. And I hope I don't butcher it. And if I do, I'm so sorry. Because, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Yes.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And I've heard it said over and over, because when we are going through something, that's when God can move through us. And this scripture's really been helping me.
Amen.
In the midst of everything else.
That's right.
Because I know that the more that goes on me, he doesn't put more on me than I can go through. And
that's right. That's a
sometimes
promise.
Yes. That stuff needs to go on.
Amen.
So that he can come through and get this glory.
Amen. 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 Sometimes you need desperation.
That's right.
You know?
Amen.
Because sometimes you depend on yourself.
Yeah.
Or you depend on science or medicine or whatever. But when there's desperation, when there's nothing that's
sure.
going to move on man's side,
right.
it's got to be God. God will do that. And then that's when your faith, that's when you see God move.
That's right.
And he moves. God is real.
Oh, yeah.
I say it all the time. God is real. And he moves. You know, Dawn and I were talking, you know, as you get older, you've been through a lot.
Yeah, sure.
You've seen a lot. Yeah. You've had a lot happen to you.
Yeah.
And you sort of just lay back.
Yeah.
And you just fall in the arms of God.
Amen.
And he takes care of you.
Amen.
And you just know that everything, he's going to take care of it.
Yes.
No matter what. And then you also know that no matter what, he's got his hand on it, and it's going to end up the way it should.
That's sure. right.
Not the way I think it should, but the way he thinks it should.
Amen.
I praise God. I praise God for what he does. Praise God for this word. Praise God for this assembly.
Amen.
Amen. This evening, just watching my brothers and really touched my heart.
Yeah.
You know, desperation will make you search. Amen.
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 I'm extra excited today. Partially because it's not my week. But I know God, when God adds something together, the sum is always greater than its constituent parts.
Right.
And we have more constituent parts. I'm a large man of a large appetite. And I'm getting multiple dishes rather than just pure steak. I want to get chicken, steak, pork chops, and I'm happy.
Amen. I heard a wise man say once, you can have as much God as
That's
you
right.
want.
As much as you can believe.
We've got a lot of brothers getting up, so I'm gonna limit it to one more testimony and one song.
Amen.
We'll get them up. Go ahead, sis.
Well, you got it.
That's why I stepped my foot out. This is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, I could be on the road today, but I wanted to be here to support the brothers.
Amen.
And just thank the body for the encouraging words on Sunday night. It meant a lot to me.
Yes.
And I know that's straight from God, and I appreciate it. A couple of things I know is I believe this message.
Yes.
Amen.
And I know it's real. And I know if I get to this house, he will continue doing what he's doing in my life.
That's a promise.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing song 143, Oh Magnify the Lord. And then we'll get him up.
Amen. Oh, let's magnify the Lord.
Let's magnify the
Lord. For he is worthy to be.
For he is worthy to be.
Oh, let's magnify my Lord.
Salvation, the Lord liveth.
Let's magnify Him. Oh, let's magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Who will magnify the Lord? God of my salvation, be exalted. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. One more time. Oh, let's magnify the Lord. You may be seated. It's good to be back this evening. Amen. Another opportunity to praise God, amen, worship God, and hear from God, because we've come to hear from God tonight. And looking forward to tonight's service. We got a treat. We got some solid brothers getting up tonight. I'm excited about it. I've already enjoyed the testimonies I've heard. I'm telling you, I mean, I think we know it. I don't have to tell you too many times, but it don't take a whole lot. You just talk from where God has dealt with you, and you can get me pretty turned on. So I'm looking forward to tonight. So here's what we're going to do. We've got a decent amount of brothers to get through, but I'm excited about that. It's going to be good. And the order in which we're going to do this, we got Brother Jim, since he kicked off last Wednesday and said he'd get up first, I'm going to let him go first. Then I thought this week I'm going to start, then I'm going to go towards my elders. And I didn't, so I just want to respect you. I didn't try to figure out who was the oldest. I just put you all in one group. So don't think I tried to do it by age. I just said, this is the elder group. So after Brother Jim, we're going to do Brother John. After Brother John, we're going to do Brother Steve. After Brother Steve, we're going to do Brother Warren. Brother Donnie, you'll be after that. Brother Kevin's after that. And then we're getting down to the young people like me. Brother Kevin and Seth will finish us off. So this is going to be exciting. Yes. Amen. And I appreciate the brothers volunteering and being willing. And I believe God will bless us. So come on, Brother Click. Let's give Brother Click a round of applause. Amen. We appreciate Brother Jim. Amen. Do you want this? Yeah, you better get that. I'll turn that on for you, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you that.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Brother Jeremiah. Good to. I'm excited about the service as well. Looking forward to see what God's going to do. It's been a long week since last Wednesday. Lord, I haven't slept good, so I'm ready to get it over with. Because I'm tired. You know, it's funny, you put all these expectations on yourself, and you think your mind goes this way and your mind goes that way. And, you know, Sunday I was on top of the world. I was ready to preach and take everything over. And Monday I'm dry as month-old bread, and I thought, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Tuesday back up, and Wednesday, so busy at work, there's no thoughts at all, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited, because I know that whatever God says, it'll be God. You know, and I was, you know, even looking tonight, I was kind of just coming to church here and thinking about everything, and you know, how blessed we are, and I thought, Lord, even the fact that you would give us an opportunity, because God doesn't have to do that. He really doesn't. God could have come in and said, I don't want anybody but elders. He could have come in and said, I don't want anybody but deacons. He could have come in and said, you know, whatever he wanted to say, or I don't want anybody. But the fact that he opened up the door to us brothers to have an opportunity to say what's on your heart, that means a lot.
Yes.
Because I'm trusting God, trusting just as much as you're trusting God. I don't have a direction. I've got nothing at all. I thought I did, and all that went to the by the wayside, which is exactly where I want to be. Because I don't want to, you know, I was, you know, even back in the back, I was thinking, I don't want to take back for anything. I want to give it everything I've got. I want to say, Lord, burn, and when you're done, I'm done. But I believe in whatever God says, no matter who he says it through. Because I believe in God in here. I really do. I believe that God speaks into this place. I believe that so much that I believe, God, it's up to you. Get me out of the way. Whatever you got to say, you'll say. Because the one thing I won't do is take down, Brother Jeremiah. The one thing God's been too good to this body. He's given us too much. He's made this revelation so clear to us. So to step back now, I'd be ashamed myself to do that. And that's what I come for. Lord, speak to me. Move the hearer. Move the speaker out of the way. Take your abode and preach to the body. Say what you got to say, encourage, because that's what it's all about. I come here to encourage you. I come here to edify. And it's not just you. I'm doing it to myself. Oh, I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm about ready. Let the knees knock. Let everything do what it's got to do. But I'm excited about this. But the first thing I'm going to do, let's all stand. We're going to pray. Yes. We're going to do things the right way.
Yes.
Because we want God to take over.
Oh,
we want God to fill this place.
Amen.
I want to see God move like he's never been before. And that's not because I'm boasting. I'm boasting in God. Paul said, if I boast, I boast in Christ. That's what it's all about. I wanted to turn this place upside down. I want to see us move like he's never moved. I want to see God speak like he's never spoken. It's not about us anyways. It's about God getting the job done. It's about him speaking. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with you. And once his word, and on the other side, has everything to do with you. Because if I don't speak, God can't speak. There won't even be a rapture unless I call for it. And you got to talk like that for yourself. You can sit there all day long. You can look around for everybody else to take the step forward, but at some point in time, it's got to be so personal to you that you step up and you say, I'll do it. I'll take the job. I'll do what you got to do. I'll get out of the way. I'll volunteer. I'll throw my name into that. That's the way it's always been. It'll never be anywhere else. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm excited.
Oh,
all right, let me settle down just for 1 minute. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, so grateful, so excited. We come here tonight, Lord. Move every thought, move every hindrance, move everything out of the way that would hinder your word coming forth to this bride. Lord, you come in. You speak to us all. Lord, take me aside. Push my thoughts out of the way. Push my ideas out of the way. Push whatever you need out of the way. Because I believe with all my heart, as Brother John said, it's an hour of desperation. And when desperation is on the scene, things happen. Things change. Lord, you move every one of us aside. You speak to us. You speak to our hearts. Lord, you say whatever you got to say, and we'll say yay and amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask, amen.
Amen.
So, you know, now John was saying something that's been on my heart too a little bit. But, you know, you can be seated. But you can, you know, you put so much expectations on yourself. And I've done it. Trust me, I did it this week. I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And you put and what you do is you just make a mess out of it. Because one sense of word, we said it just earlier, you know, you study and show yourself approved. But on the other side, take no thought. Because whatever's in you is going to come out.
Amen.
Brother Branham said the greatest gift of all is a gift to get yourself.
Amen.
I'm not worried about you at this point in time. You, it's between you and God. I'm worried about one man. Lord, get me out of the way.
Amen.
Say what you got to say. Do what you got to do. Because, you know, Brother Jeremiah was talking the other day that it's got to be, it really is, Brother John. It really is God in this place.
Yes,
it really is. Right now, I know it's God. Trust me. Because I know what a mess I was before I came in here. I know my own self. I'm desperate. I'm looking. I'm saying, Lord, I don't even know where to start at. But oh my. You give to him just a little bit. He'll take it from there. He'll say everything he needs to say. And then like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shot up my bones. That's the way it works. That's the secret. That's the way it'll be from here till we get on out of here. All we're looking for is one more revelation. For God to just give us one more nod to get this bride out of here. But who's going to do it? You know, Brother Brandon was talking one time, talking to his wife. He said, I hear the cries of the people. He said, but who's going to do it? Who's going to say it?
If it's not you, who else? Brothers, sisters, nobody else out there. We know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to give the devil an inch. I don't want one negative thought. I don't want one part of negative testimony. I don't even want to try and ruin the atmosphere whatsoever. I don't even care. You know, I was thinking on the way here. I don't even care if I got mud from my head to my toe and I can't even see straight. That's got nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter. It's got not one thing to do with this thing at all. God will get the job done, whether you like it or not. He's just asking you, go ahead and give a little bit. Put yourself out of the way a little bit. I'll do everything else that needs to be done. I'm just asking you to step forward. When God asks for volunteers, He wasn't asking you to get up here and preach for an hour. He didn't even put a matter of fact. God made it so simple. He said, if you just got up here, he said, if you just get up here, and all you can say is, I see it. I recognize my day. My heart's been turned back. That's all it takes. It doesn't take a big, we'll sit there put conditions on it. And it's not just this, Jeremiah. It's every day of our life. You'll put a condition. You'll put your thoughts on it. You'll put your ideas on it. And you'll make a mess out of it. Oh, I've had it happen. I've been there, and I've given my ideas to God. And God looked me right in my face and said, where'd you get that at? You didn't get that from me. You, that came from somebody else. That wasn't for me. Oh, that's what it takes, brother and sister. And I'm fully persuaded that this bride is standing on her feet. I'm fully persuaded that the complete revelation of Jesus Christ is here. I'm fully persuaded we're not only are we getting the job done, we will get the job done. There's not nothing in this world that's going to hinder. It's too late. I'm too far gone. I'm too far up the road. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to slow it up anyway. So you might as well just give in to it. What? Ask yourself, what is it that would hinder you? What is it that would stop you? What is it you could possibly dream in your life that would stop you from stepping out of the Word of God? There's nothing, Jeremiah. I've got nothing out there that's more, it's even greater, more important to me than the Word of God. There's nothing I would ever want to take a back seat to. When Jesus looked at them and He said, you destroy this temple. And the Bible says, He said, ow, raise it up. He didn't say God. He didn't say somebody else. He took it personal. He said, you destroy it. I'll raise this thing up. Because a revelation, that quickening power was so real to Him. He knew who He was. He'd already looked at it. He saw it in the Scripture. He's not coming low. I come in the volume of the book. He said, search the Scriptures. For in them, you think you've got life. You think you've got something. But they are that, the testify of me. When you look down through the ages, you can look at it and you think you've got life in Lutheran. You think you've got life in Methodist. You think you've got life in a Baptist. You think you've got life in a creed. But they are that. Oh, I went up a little bit further. It started there. It started coming back. But it didn't stop there. God come to a place where the full word, the sixth seal had come. The word had been restored. The hidden things came on the scene. God Himself came down. He said, I'll do it myself. I'm going to take my bow and this bride, and she'll speak the word. Brother Branham said she'll speak the mind of God, or she'll stay quiet. She ain't got nothing else to say. There's nothing else I've got in me. Whatever's in you will come out. All you got to do is just give to it. Let God have it. Let Him see what He's got to say. That's the way it works, brothers and sisters. This ain't magic. This ain't psychology. That's nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's just you trusting God. That's exactly right, Brother Don. Brother Brandon talked about rapture and faith. He talked about it. I was reading a little bit the other day. He was saying we get up to the place where it's rapture and faith. The bride. The body. It's not a different kind of faith. It's not a different kind of word. God's building. It's always been a word. Little word here, building. Little more word, building. Faith is just simply a revelation. It wasn't for Luther to reveal it. It wasn't for, you know, John Wesley to reveal it. It wasn't for Pentecost to reveal it. Oh, my. It wasn't even for Malachi 4 to reveal it. He just simply be standing by when it came. He said, I'll come down myself. I'll get the job done. He didn't leave you empty-handed. All the Christ, all God was, He poured into Christ. And all the Christ was, He poured into you. So that when you speak, it's God speaking. Jeremiah read the quote the other day. He said, it's the Word of God coming out of the mouth of God. I'm the mouth of God. Brought the final voice to the final age. There won't be any other voices. There won't be any other ages. There's nobody else to come. We're it. I'm sorry, it's ours. And you know what? I'm happy to see it just like that. I'm happy it's on me. I'm happy that God said, I trust you. I trust you enough. I can see back before the foundation of the world. I can see that you had a love for my word that against all 400 million demons, against all hell, you had something on the inside of you. Predestination by foreknown. He saw you and I sitting here tonight believing the word of God, standing on the word of God, speaking the word of God. We come to a place where the word comes across our ears and we step out on it, not just taking in. It's not enough. There's another step to it. I don't just believe it. I step out on it. I manifest it every single day of my life. It's just in me. There's no other life in me. Said Jesus was so full of that quickening power, Brother Don. He was so full of that quickening power that when he laid him in the grave, he couldn't stay there. Oh, he had a little bit more to do. He went down to souls in prison, and he looked at him, and he preached to him. He knew he wasn't going to be able to get him out. I'm standing here today. It's souls in prison everywhere around me. I'm not worried about it. They'll never get it. They're not ordained to get it. He said that Eve was ordained to go in. But this Eve is ordained to go out. She's ordained not to fall. She can't fall. She can't fail. It's already been ordained. It's already been spoken. Now let it happen. Now let it manifest. Each and every day in your life, stand your feet. Be accounted for. Say, Lord, am I? I do whatever it is I got to do. It's no job too big. It's no job too little. It has nothing to do with that. It's God just wanting you to trust him. He wants you to step out by faith. He wants you to speak by faith. He wants you to claim it. That's why when I come in here, I don't have time to give the devil an inch. I have problems. What problems? Oh, I'm so much higher. I'm so high. I don't even see my problems. I don't even want to know about my problems. I didn't want to talk about my problems. I'd rather speak positive. Said devil. He tried to whisper, but I turned a deaf ear to him. I said, it's not even lawful for you to tempt me. It's not even lawful for you to talk to me. Go over there and sit down. So play around with your little toy for a little bit. I got things to do. Oh. You're only strong. That's your revelation. And there's only one revelation, Brother Jeremiah. Much information. All the information comes and goes. I look at Jeremiah, Brother Moore, Brother James. You can't even compare to him. Once in this word, I look at him. Like, oh, there's so much. Got so much more vast enough. It's got nothing to do with it. That wasn't the requirements. He didn't tell you to get all the knowledge. He said one revelation. When that comes in, he said agree with the word one time. He'll come in. He'll take over. He'll get the job done. And from thenceforth, there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. If God has to come in and spank your tails, he'll come in and spank your tails. All we do, because we're believers, I say, yeah, Lord, that ain't nothing but the truth. But on the other side, what I love about it is all things work together for my good. Everything I go through, even the rebukes, I'm not a bastard. I'll take the correction. I'll step out on it. I'll say, yeah, Lord, you were right. I should have jumped a little bit faster. But that's just simply the way it works. That just shows who you are. Oh, sometimes God just giving you opportunities. Amen. Giving you a chance. Sure. Sometimes God's got to push you out there. Sure. Oh, I did a whole lot of praying since last Wednesday. I did a whole lot of desperation since last Wednesday. I did a whole lot of, maybe I can get sick. Maybe this will come up. Maybe work will call me. Maybe. So trying to find, that's human. Trying to get out of it. Don't want to do it. Scared, nervous, but I'm not so nervous right now. Oh, I got a little bit of authority on me right now. I'm a little positive right now. I'm not talking the same as I did earlier today. Today it was busy. It was crazy. I'm up, I'm down, I'm looking for anything, but that's all gone now. Oh, you should have gotten way out of chance. It's too late now, devil. You're a liar. The reason I know you're a liar, because your lips are moving. Anything is contrary to the word of God. Any thought I have. Bible says cast it all down, Brother God. Cast it all down. If it don't match the word of God, it's not good for you anyways. Even a little bit of flesh, it ain't good for you. A little bit of hope, it ain't good for you. Get a little bit here on this side. I'm not here to retire, Brother Jeremiah. I didn't come here just to live a long life, get a bunch of money just to walk away. That's not what this is about anyways. God said, I've got one thing on your plate that I need you to do. I need you to do it. The groom's done it. He's done his job. He's waiting. But oh my, he said, it's up to you, honey. You get the job done. You take care of this. You got my mind. You're not going to miss it anyways. You think Brother John leaves home worried about what dog's going to do? You're stupid. It's not impossible. She'll do exactly what her husband's already told her to do. He's been married long enough to her. She's got his mind. She's not questioning him at all. She knows every little smile he makes, every little wink he makes, every little nod he makes. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Oh, the further I go along this revelation, I know more and more and more. I lean on him more and more and more. I trust him a little bit more. If nothing else, you know what he'll do for me, Brother Don? If I, Lord willing, and I ever get up here again, this will be good for me. Because I'll give you something to go back to. Give you something to remember about. Give you something to say, Lord, you did it there. I'm confident you'll do it again. Otherwise, I wouldn't even get up here in the first place. Oh, I wouldn't even want to get up here in the first place. Because me, ain't got nothing. It ain't about that anyways. When he said, take no thought, he really meant, take no thought at all. Jesus lived. He breathed. Brother James read it to us. Courtney read it to us last week. Jesus walking, living. He wasn't trying to go back and read something. He wasn't trying to go back. Matter of fact, he took what they read, brought it before him, read it, and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your very eyes. It's all been talking about me anyways. You guys are talking about a God afar off. You're talking about an invisible God, but I'm here to tell you it's a tangible God that's speaking to you, lips to ears. And I'm telling you what I come for such a time as this. I came into the world for such a time as this. I came into the world to get the bride up, to get the dead up, to change his mortal bodies. Those that are alive and yet remain, they, those people right there, be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. That's what it's for, brothers and sisters. And while I'm going along, while I'm getting the job done, I'll touch a little here, touch a little there. Amen. Gotta put it on your heart to go somewhere. Right. Jeremiah, you go on vacation. It ain't just for the pleasure. Once in this word, I'm grateful God even gives me an opportunity to enjoy it. But he doesn't have to. It's not what my real purpose is. Right. I'm going out there because I'm the watering hole. I'm the eternal life. I'm the one that's passed they need to cross. And sometimes God just moves me a little bit closer to him. It's all right. I'm fine with that too. So everything else I get to enjoy along the way, I'm grateful for. I'm happy for. I enjoy it. I love it. But till then, in the back of my mind, I've only got one job here. I got one purpose here. I got one thing that I'm looking on, one thing that I got my eyes on, and the seekers, don't take your eyes off the prize, as they say. Don't. You can't run a race with your head down. You got to run your race with your head up. You'll trip over yourself. You'll be over here. You'll be over there. No, just stay focused. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Pull your shoulders back. Speak like nobody else can speak because nobody else can do it anyways.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen anyhow. Woo! I'm grateful. I was looking today when I came in, and I was looking. Brother Isaiah got up, started leading the song service. I thought, praise God. Look at Brother Chris Loudon, jumped over on the drums. Oh, praise God. AJ got up, grabbed the guitar. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
That's the way, brother. We have God will move right before your very eyes, and you'll miss it. God's moving. God's talking. I know he's talking to you. I'm watching him move. I'm watching him do things he's not done. I'm watching him move like he's never moved before. I know you're taking it in, and I know it's coming out. Don't let Satan talk you out of that. Don't let Satan ever, ever take anything away from you. You speak like nobody speaks. I remember Brother Childers years ago, Brother Don, when he told us they shouldn't even know the difference between the pastor and the lady. You should be so strong, your revelation. You should speak so positive. You should talk so straight, so bold, that they don't even know who's who. They're looking around and saying, who's the minister? Who's the pastor? Who's the one in charge? God! Jesus Christ, he's the one in charge. He's the one that's got it all. He'll move like he wants to move. He'll talk like he wants to talk. When he's done, I'm done. When he wants to move, I'll move. I'll get the job done just like that. Don't take no back seats. It's a personal revelation. God himself came down, spoke personally. Brother Branham said, Christ personally revealed to you is the new birth. That's it. You get the new birth, everything else will come in due time. Don't even worry about all your knowledge. All the, that'll all come. Yeah. Holy Spirit's the only revealing word anyways. When he comes, oh my, when he comes in 1963, when he came down, he leads, he guides us in all truth, in all word. God wants us to step forward. He'll come in here. He'll preach across the pulpit. The bride will step forward. Look back. Look back 1 year. Look back 3 years. Look back 5 years. See how far you've come. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. I'm proud of this body. I'm proud of us. Oh, Lord, don't you even take down for a second. Problems, what problems? I ain't got problems if I'm going through anything at all. Just like last week when Brother Moore rebuked us. I'll say rebuke me. I'll say like that. I was thinking, oh, let me do it for Brother Jay. He's down. God, you ask. Yada, yada, yada. God says, ain't about Brother Jay. Get your mind off that. God's got Jay where he needs him at. It's about you helping the body. Everything you're doing is for the body. Only the things you do for Christ is going to last anyhow. Everything else doesn't even matter. If I'm saying anything at all, it's for the body. If I testify at all, it's for the body. If I get up and sing, it's for the body. If I do, if I play the drums, if I play the guitar, whatever I do, it's for the body. It's for your edification. It's got nothing to do with me. I got no glory in myself. I'm out of the way anyways. So yeah, they're not going to help me much tonight anyways. It's all God. God's going to say. God's going to speak. God's going to remind us one more time. That's all in your hands. You speak the word. You step out on it. You speak boldly. You don't take down for anybody. You're going to take down on your God? God take down to who? who shall lay any sin? Any charge to those of God's elect? Who can charge you with anything? Who can dare stand before the tangible, the living word of God, the living word, not the written word. Bible said written epistles, read of all men. Paul said lively stones. We're lively stones. Who's going to talk you out of anything? Who are you going to take down to anyways? Take down to yourself? Back up for yourself? But down? Who? Who's this guy? The Bible says you narrowly look upon him. Oh, that used to be far off from me. I used to look like Brother Don, like it's going to happen on the other side somewhere. So the Bible says we'll narrowly look upon him. It says he, this is he, who made the earth to tremble and the nation to shake. This guy, this little imp with the big mouth, if you can see him anyways, he's just got a big mouth, little feet, little arms. He ain't got nothing at all. But you know what? The longer I live, the farther along I get, Brother Don, he ain't got such a big mouth anyways. Oh, he's just a pest anyways. And once this word, I've kind of got him bound up a little bit now. I understand the scripture. I understand he'll be chained over there. But oh my, I'm feeling pretty good over here. When problems does come, I know like the brother said the other day, he's got to get permission anyways. He's got to go to God anyways. He's got to go and say, can I? Have you considered, as the brother said, have you considered my servant Jim? Have you considered my servant Isaiah or John or Don or on and on and on. I ain't got time to sell the names anyways. Count yourself into it or it's your problem. Don't blame it on me. Have you considered them? Have you looked at them? Now, when I get up now, oh, we get a little nervous. Oh, I'm going to smack him. Oh, I want to give him a 1-2 punch. And whoever gets up after me, don't even let up. Keep the throttle going. It's not about you. Just get up here and cry, scream, scream. Because you know what? Whatever you say, this is not a competition, brother and sister. It ain't no competition up here. If you get up and say, I believe you, sit down, you know what I'll do? I'll rejoice. I'll thank God for it. If you get up and you spend the next hour talking to me, I'll rejoice in that. Because I know it's God. Oh, trust me, if you don't believe by now, I'm fully persuaded. I'm fully convinced this guy talking right now. I don't know where he is. He's somewhere else, and we'll pick him up after church. But right now, it's just God speaking to you. God reminding you one more time. God telling you it's all on your hands. God telling you got to speak it. God telling you it's not something you can work up anyways. I'm not working this up, Brother Don. This is just something that's in me. Oh, it's just in me. I can't do anything else but do it. I can't do anything else but lean into it. I can't say it's nothing but the truth. Get myself up here. Get out of the way. God takes over. He talks to you. He knows your heart. I don't know your problems. I don't know what you're going through. Not in a natural sense of the word, Jeremiah. But God knows. Amen. He knows what you need. And every word spoken, if you get something out of it, amen. And you know what? You should. I'm getting something out of it, trust me. Oh, when I sit down, I'll feel a whole lot better. Because I was a wreck. I was nervous. I said, you got nothing. Brothers asked me, how you doing? I said, I don't know. I'm scared to death. I ain't got nothing to say. I don't even know what I'm going to do. Oh, but guess what? It's the best way to be. Humble yourself. Got to do it. Humble yourself. Get up and say, Lord, it's all on you anyways. Oh, when you get up in the morning, humble yourself. So God, here we go. Another opportunity. Whose path is going to cross by me? What have I got to do today? If you ask me to volunteer, I'll step out on it. I'll do whatever you need to do. This is just testing ground anyways. Oh, it's just God saying, I'm giving you opportunity. I want to hear what you got to say. Because He knows when you get up here, it'll be Him doing the work anyway.
That's right.
You'll be somewhere else till you're done. I'm grateful.
Amen.
This quickening power is real, brothers and sisters. This same quickening power is what's going to get the job done. Rapturing faith. Come to this bride in this hour.
Amen.
She knows what it is. She's got the mind. She'll get the job done. She's already got the job done. Jeremiah, we almost look like we want a future tense it all the time. She's getting the job done right now.
That's right.
Every day you wake up, every breath you take, every step you make, everything you come up against, you're getting the job done.
Yes.
You're proving once again the word's real. You say, I'm looking for all miracles. Oh, Lord. Brother Brandon talked one time about those miracles. He said that man that gets up, packs his lunch, goes to work every day.
Oh, yeah.
Those are miracles. Yeah. Because it's God living in you. That's the miracle. Sure. That God will come down and take us, get inside us, move through you, speak through you, manifest his word through you. Amen. That's the miracle. And we're doing it. We're doing everything, each and every bit of that. I'm done.
Amen. He's ready.
I'm excited to
God
hear.
God bless you.
Oh, hand of
amen.
I'm gonna do like Jeremiah did me. Going for you.
God bless you. I'm excited. Amen. I love it that this is a many-member body. You know, we're all made different. You know, and we may talk different, but we're just as bold as the rest, just as bold as the next. Have a little thought here. You know, I was thinking, you know, sometimes you volunteer for the Army and sometimes you get drafted, but you're all in the battle. So some of us that got drafted, we're still in the battle. You know, and the first scripture that I got is, take no thought for what you will say, for it's not you that speaks. It's the Father that dwelleth in you. And the other scripture I have is, with God, all things are possible. But I do have an actual thought, and it came to me. It's been on my mind for a while, and it also came from Sunday's Bible study. And, you know, it's a very important topic, but it's a very simple topic. I want to talk about faith. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible. So I just want to talk about faith.
Yes.
You know, so I thought, what would I do if I want to talk about faith? So I read Perfect Faith by Brother Branham.
Amen.
And I said, you know, go to the source. Go to the prophet.
Right.
And Brother Branham said, you can't be saved without faith.
Right.
And he said that there's a perfect faith.
Yes.
And talking about your senses. Now, anything that's of your senses is against faith.
Right.
So when you think about that, when you think about anything you go through in life,
yeah, right.
If you look at the situation, if you look at your thoughts, you're going to mess up.
Right.
Because faith is a real thing.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with your senses, right. With circumstances, or anything like that. How does faith come? How does faith come?
Right. There's a way.
By hearing, yes. And hearing what?
Right.
The word of God.
Yes.
So now when we talk about faith,
yes.
It, you know, gifts come without calling.
Right. That's right.
You know, people out in the church world, they can have some faith, but they can't have the faith,
right.
Because
right.
You have to hear the word of God.
Right.
There's a the in there.
Right.
You have to hear the word of God.
Right.
So there's a difference there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a separation.
Yeah. Ooh, right. Good.
The bride is different.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you another thing about the bride.
Ooh.
Is that it says, of course, I said you can't please God
right.
Without faith. That's Hebrews 11 and 6.
Yes.
But faith is real.
Right.
Brother Branham was driving it home that faith is a real thing.
Yes.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham talked about substance. You know, we just kind of go over that word. But he said substance is just as real as a pulpit, just as real as my shirt. It's a real thing. Faith is not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's not a worked up thing. Faith is real.
Yes.
You know, so it comes by hearing the word of God.
That's right.
So you think about some things. You think about like the woman who had the issue of blood.
Yeah.
Think about her. She had enough faith that she said, all I got to do is touch the hem of his garment. Her faith was real.
Yes.
And she had enough of the healing. She said, who touched me? What happened?
Yeah.
Somebody touched me. I felt virtue leave me. You know, and we think about Abraham. You know, look at Abraham. Think about him for a minute. What did he do? He just got older and older and older. So if I use my thinking, I would think, There's no way. There's no way I'll have a son. No way. But what did he do? He drove his stake and he worked by faith. You know, did not stumble. Now I pulled out a quote. I think about Joshua too.
Yeah.
You know, Joshua stopped the sun.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now think about that. He stopped the sun.
Yes.
Now, did the world stop? Did the calendar stop? No. He needed something.
Yes.
He needed something right now because he knew if the sun didn't stay there, he wouldn't be able to win that battle. And he stopped the sun. God is real, people.
Yeah.
And we look through the Bible and we see these things.
Right.
And then we forget about our day.
Yes.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that same real God is here today.
Yes.
That same God that I had to have faith to get up here.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about myself.
Right.
You know, I would rather cut the grass, clean the church,
right,
serve the food, then do something like this.
Amen.
But that's not what God wants. He wants you to step out with faith.
Yes.
Now, a quote I pulled out. Now, the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are.
Yes.
Now, this is Brother Branham talking. Have faith in what the Word says you are.
Right.
Now, what does the Word say we are? I must have written that wrong. Every promise in the Bible is yours.
Yes.
You are fulfilling scriptures
right
in the Bible.
Amen.
We fulfill scriptures every day.
Amen.
John 15:7.
Yes.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Right.
We are given full authority.
Amen.
We are given. Now, another thing that works against faith is fear.
Right.
Fear is definitely against faith. And what is that? That's the devil's tool.
Yes.
The devil tries that all the time. But you get what you expect.
Yes.
So if you expect something, you'll get it.
Right.
But if you expect something else, you're going to get it. Faith masters all circumstances.
Right.
We can talk about anything.
That's right.
And now there's another component to faith, and that's love.
Yes.
God is love.
Yeah.
And faith works by love. And Brother Branham told a story, and he talked about there was a couple that got married, okay? And the husband was young in the Christian faith, and he was an alcoholic. He was a drinker. And his wife said to him, said, honey, when you go to work, you might get tempted, and you might drink. She said, but if you do, don't go somewhere else. Come home to me. Come home to me. And then Brother Branham talked about God.
Yeah.
And what did God do?
Yes.
God picked us up.
Yeah.
He brought us out of wherever we were.
Right.
Now, if God brought me out of wherever I was, then he has a purpose for me. Because he doesn't do anything for nothing. There's a purpose to everything he does.
Right.
And I thought that was a beautiful story.
Yes.
And the last quote I have is, there's nothing for us to do but believe it. And believe it is the substance.
Yes.
And that creates perfect faith.
Amen.
You know, and I talked about all this, okay? You talk about healing. You talk about all that. But the real reason I talked about faith is because we were talking about the new birth.
Yes.
And all of this that I'm saying is leading up to that.
Right.
What is the new birth?
Right.
You accept your new birth by faith.
Right.
You drive your stake by faith. So I was thinking about that, you know. That's one of the things I know that when I came to this message, I kept looking for all kinds of things. And little did I know that that little thing, which is huge,
yes,
that it's faith.
Yes.
And then what is the other thing faith is going to do for us? You know, there's some other things. Faith brings about confidence.
Yes.
You know, confidence, for example, to get up and talk.
Sure. Sure.
It also brings obedience.
Yes.
But a different kind of obedience.
Right. Yes.
What I'm talking about is obedience that when you have faith in the Word of God, then that means when the Word of God speaks to you, and when the pastor says something, or when your brother or sister says something, or your husband says something, or your wife says something to the kids, that is the Word of God. Because if you believe and you have faith in the Word, then you know that is the Word of God, and be obedient to it. And I look at it sometimes. I'll just use an example, something as simple as, How many times has Pastor said, if you can get here, quit listening on the internet? And how many times does somebody out there, I don't know, because God wouldn't say it over and over and over if somebody wasn't doing what God didn't want them to do. But we don't listen. What did I do? God said, get up and talk. And I said, well, Brother Don will do that. Brother Don's an elder. He puts his word together wonderful, and he'll do it. But God wasn't satisfied with that. So then Brother Moore rebuked us, and I said, well, you know, after church, I'll go to Jeremiah, and I'll say, that wasn't good enough. God said, you should have stopped the preaching and said, I'm next. So, yes.
Amen.
Obedience. Leadership. Leadership. But the next big thing, because the biggest thing is the birth. Faith is the birth, but that's going to bring about the rapture. That is going to bring about the rapture. Now, someone here had to fulfill the 1 minute thing. And I took that as my goal, to fulfill the 1 minute thing. So, Steve, and it's one of the few times I'm glad to be old, so I could be.
Amen, Brother John.
God bless you.
I think I'll claim that 1 minute here. I'm like Brother John. I kind of got a thought. It started with Brother Jerry Allen was preaching, and he was talking about input and output.
But
part of his message, he talked just briefly about identification. And that's kind of what was on my mind. And I should have got up and raised my hand when Jim got up. That was my cue. But I didn't, so I got my socks rebuked off like everybody else did. And that's okay. So I was thinking about that, because it started out too that I was thinking about how if you're paying a little bit attention to the world, they're using that word, and they're using it's false.
Right. Yes.
But I was thinking, you know, there's Brother Branham said there's an imposter, and for every imposter there's a genuine.
That's right.
And Brother Allen was hitting on the genuine, and that's what I keyed on. And that's what I've been thinking on a little bit. And the funny thing is I went out. I come home Thursday morning, and I had to go. There was a couple of trees that had fallen out in the soybean field, and I had to go out. I couldn't get a tractor out there because the soybeans are already too big. So I had to walk out there, and I had to do it by hand. I had to clean them out of the field. And I got out there, and for some of you get poison ivy, maybe some of you don't. Right. If you do get it, then you know what I'm talking about. So I get out there, and it's funny. Both trees had vines on them. But the one, it had leaves on the vine, and I could identify what it was. But the other one, no leaves. It was dead. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, there's no expression, there's no outward expression that I can identify what that is. And I'm thinking, you know, if I cut into this, a pretty good sized vine, I'm like, you know, it still could be some oil inside that vine, you know. I was thinking, you know, I'm like, well, Lord, you're talking to me here. You're talking about there's got to be some, you need to look for some evidence if you're going to identify what something is. You know, so I'm like John. I kind of looked a little bit. I didn't even know Brother Branham preached a message about identification. But he did.
Yes.
And I just want to read a little bit, because Brother John was talking about a birth. And Brother Branham's talking about Christ here. He says, there was no blemish in him, and yet he suffered temptation like any other man. Yet he was scorned, and he was made fun of, and he was persecuted from the hour he was born until the hour he died. And yet he returned good for evil. You cannot in no way ever produce that character like that, only accepting the character in you. No church can do that. No creed can do that. No denomination can do that. No education. It's a birth. It's got to be a dying out and God in. By the grace of God, mold this character in you, that you become Him, and your life and His life is the same. Then you are sons and daughters of God. He goes on and he talks about, you're identified somewhere in Scripture. You know that. Each one of us is identified in Scripture. So I was thinking about Jerry Allen's message about in and out. And I was thinking about some of the characteristics of the bride. And there's too many scriptures about where the eagles are, where the carcass is, the eagles shall gather. Talks about in Revelations 10 and 8 through 11, talks about eating the book. But it goes on and it says, you need to be a witness to what you received. You got to prophesy. Amen. There's an outward expression, and the bride has that.
Amen.
She has that.
Right.
And I was thinking about, as brothers, we're kind of laying back, me being one of them. And I don't know why this thought came to me, because I'm not really into guns or anything. But and Brother Jim, he talked about, I had my gun with me tonight. And it's funny that Tuesday morning, I woke up, and out of the blue, this thought came and said, you can put bullets in a gun all day long.
Right.
But if you never pull the trigger and see what comes out of it, it ain't do you no good.
Right.
You never know.
Amen.
The bride, she has a voice.
Yeah.
In Thessalonians 4 and 16, that's her voice.
Right.
And that's moving on to that's moving on to a trumpet here real soon.
Yeah.
And the first six seals, that revealed the bride body.
Yes.
But the seventh is in people that are alive. The ones that are alive and remain will have that voice. They are the headship to the body. They're going to resurrect this thing. There's going to be a physical uniting, and we will be going to the wedding supper. The voice is in the bride. Amen. So I want to talk a little bit about Matthew 22, where it talks about the king's marriage feast. In that parable, it talks about he called to the people that they should have known him.
Yeah.
The very first callings were the people that were supposed to identify with him.
Right.
But yet they did not come.
Correct.
And I was thinking about the denominational churches, the big churches out there, the people that you would have thought Brother Branham went to, we've gone to, denominational churches, and they said, we don't want to come.
Right.
We won't be there. So the next thing he did in the parable, he goes out to just people on the street, kind of like oddballs and misfits. And I kind of identify with what Brother Moore talks about. He never fit in. I never fit in either.
Right.
I was on the wrestling team. I was the varsity captain, but I didn't hang with any of those people. I just didn't really get with them. But, in here, I identify with you
Amen.
People.
Amen. Right.
We're here. We're called from all
Amen.
Walks of life. If you talk to this group of people,
right.
that we have one thing in common.
Yes.
We love the Word.
Yes.
We love the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
So the parable ends with the man who's there and he has no wedding, he has no garment. And when they go to talk to him, it says he's speechless. And I thought, I would not want to be in that state.
Right.
I want to be clothed in his Word.
Yes.
And I want to have the testimony of Jesus Christ
Amen.
In my mouth.
Right.
So, who's ever next?
Church of Variety.
Amen.
I know we're all climbing up the mountain. We're all converging from different sides.
Yeah.
Some, but we're all going to make it to the top.
That's right.
Amen. That's.
Amen.
So, I also have a thought that I had expressed. I wanted to speak on. I also. It came from Brother Jerry's message a few weeks back, and he had talked about God's unfailing love and keeping the judgmental spirits out of the body. So I wanted to focus on that.
Amen.
God's good God.
Amen.
This I feel so like a fish out of water. And the last time I came up here, it was a while back, but the last time I tried this, it didn't go over too well. But we've come a long ways. I've come a long ways.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank God that I have an opportunity to show myself. You know, God wants us all to step up, and so here I am, Lord. You know, let me not get in the way. Let me not drag my feet. Let me not complain. Let me just willingly come up and speak. You know, I believe in living a positive life, you know, having an example to the body and my neighbors. You know, I just want to show God's love.
Right.
You know, I just want to show God.
Yes.
You know, they may not recognize it, but they're going to say there's something different about him. You know, and I'm sure that's something that people say about all of us.
Yes.
But having said that, I'm going to, I've got bookmarks here. I'm going to talk first in Ephesians 4. This is Ephesians 4, 1 and 3. 1 through 3. It's my first scripture. And I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So that's, you know, God's, or Paul's saying that, you know, keep the unity, you know, show that love for one another. And, you know, be long-suffering, because we're all human. We've got that human element to us. Our spirit gets out of line. Our flesh gets out of line. And, you know, we got a call to it. But and like Brother Moore says, we will stick each other. You know, that's our flesh. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. Or, you know, it's just the flesh. You know, one day we'll have all three realms perfect, and, you know, that won't be a problem. But while we're down here, you know, I may stick you. And if I do, you know, I'm going to apologize in advance. But that's just the flesh. And, you know, we just have to recognize that in each other. And if you know, and if you have an issue, then, you know, pray for me. So, okay, and one more scripture I'm going to read, and this one's in John, 1 John 4, 7. And this is going to be 7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins.
Yes.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Right.
Okay, and just to back up a little bit, I had to look up the word propitiation because I wasn't sure what it meant.
Amen.
And so according to the dictionary, it said to appease and avert anger or wrath.
Right.
And then in quotes, especially of a superior being. So
yes. Wow.
Christ's Christ's atonement took care of that for us. Thank God for that. So my thought is that that the God that I'm going to say charity, that God's love is what started all of this.
Yes.
Because he thought of his bride. And, you know, how are we to, you know, treat one another, knowing that I see God in flesh. You know, I don't want to do anything. I want to cover for you. And at the same time, I'm trusting that you would do the same for me. You know, it's just God. You know, if anything, what we've been taught here by far, this is just me talking, by far strips anybody else, any other church, yes, in the message. As far as I'm concerned, right, we are the most revelated, amen, group of people. Yes. And I'm not boasting in that, but I'm just saying I believe that. Yeah. You know, if there's anybody, right, any group of believers that any member in here could say that, if there's one from Fairborn that's going to make it, it's going to be me.
Amen.
You know,
amen,
I'll be the first to stand, yes, in line and say that. Yeah. But you know, it's his love that allowed me to see this.
Right.
And amen. You know, I don't know, I didn't do anything to deserve this. But it's just the love of God, a charity that I remember Brother Spears would have us do a remembrance about once a month or so. We would read about God's love, charity. And, you know, it was nice. It was good that the gist of it was, you know, if you didn't have God's love, it didn't profit you anything. So this is just this grace that I have that love in me.
Yeah.
You know, I just thank God that, you know, I can put it on display,
yes,
and that,
amen,
he considers me, you know, out of all the people, yes, that I could have, any of the classes that I could have fell in.
Right.
I hit the jackpot, so
right,
to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the bride. I, you know, and it's just nothing but unmerited,
right,
unmerited love.
Amen.
I did nothing,
yes,
for this. I thank God,
yes,
that he foreknew that I,
yes,
was going to accept this message,
yes,
you know, and that I would, there's nothing else for me to, I can't do anything but to accept this. I you know, it's just in me.
Yeah. Right.
And I just thank God that he's just so gracious that I can see what I see,
right,
and,
amen,
know what I know. But it took his love for that to allow me to see what I see.
Yes.
Amen. Well, amen. I'm pretty much done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Burn, brother.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
You know, and I was thinking, I hear Brother Moore say, you know, you can say I'm glad to be here, but I'm also glad to know that I'm here and I'm believing this.
Amen. Yes.
I didn't do many notes. I'm just wanting to talk a little bit.
Amen.
May not be very long, but I'm wanting to talk about what God's doing for me,
amen,
today. Because these past couple of years, I've had to go through some things that just totally turned my life upside down. And you had days you didn't know what direction to go. You didn't know who to turn to.
Right.
But I had one direction I knew to look in.
Amen.
And, you know, through it all, it was rough. But my thought was overcoming, being an overcomer.
Yes.
So I found this scripture here. It was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But, you know, as bad as some days got, you know, I never cried boo-hoo or felt sorry for myself, you know. I knew who I was. I know what I've got in me that's going to get me through no matter what happened, you know. I was just thinking of what Brother John was talking about with faith, you know. That's all I had. I stepped out on it. I could have closed my eyes and just stepped right off of that. That's how I felt on a lot of the days. But it got me through, and I just, to this day, things still aren't where I wanted them, but I'm where God wants me to be. And I see God moving.
Yes.
Just take another step. There's God. He did that for me. He did that for me. So,
right.
And I'm walking with my head up.
Yeah.
So there's my 30 seconds, but that's my thought.
Bless you guys. Before I get started, I mentioned about the wedding and the reception. So the reception will be here following the wedding. And also, Sway had mentioned about you know, if you guys do drink, Pastor Moore did say, you know, this is the house of God, so no drinks are allowed here at all. So you gotta remember we're in church, so. No alcohol. If you guys be drinking, just be reverent. Amen. This is the house of God. This is our church. So we have to respect that. So I just want to throw that out there, let everybody know that. So, all right. I'm gonna read a couple of scriptures. The first scripture I have is Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 6. And it says to be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with him. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
That's exactly right. That's right.
My second scripture that I have is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Yes.
In all your submit to him, he will make your path straight.
Yes.
My title that I have, you want to call it title, is called Fourth Quarter. And if Jeremiah wants to change it, he can. And the reason why I called it fourth quarter, I'm a big basketball, football fan. And a good team or a good athlete, one of my favorite athletes is Tom Brady, right? If anybody knows him, he played football. No matter how much the team was down, he always had faith. He had faith. He could be down 30 points, 40 points. It didn't matter. He rallied the team around, and he rallied the team and made it happen.
Yes.
So my question is, if you can do it in a football game, why can't we do it in life?
And I
chose this about faith because it's this. I'm a little selfish. I wanted to preach myself too because, you know, a lot of times we get down about life and how in the world are we going to get the rapture up if we don't have faith about just even overcoming a simple cold?
Right.
Or even finances.
Right.
Or just anything in general. You name it.
Right.
With the bride of Jesus Christ. If anybody should have faith, it should be us. We should have faith. We got this. There's no reason why we should be down and out like this. It's not. I mean, you can be down and out for a little bit, but you got to pick yourself up. You can't just, you cannot be down in the dumps like that. There's no need for it. There's no need for it. We are a strong bride. I mean, we talk about it, but our life ain't not showing it. It's not. There should be some reflection about this. We're a strong bride. We're a strong bride. I mean, we are. We are tough and rugged. So we should reflect that. And, you know, I was thinking about that because faith is a very, very serious thing, and it's something that you have to have.
Right.
You do, because we're not going to get out of here without faith. There's no way around it, which is not.
Right.
And so I told myself, you know what, you know, that's nothing but the truth, because there's so many times that I look at life and I, you know, just one thing. I mean, just for myself, I'll just talk about this. A lot of people don't know. I never had a father growing up.
Right.
So it was rough. I'll be honest with you, it was rough. I didn't grow up my brother and sister. That was rough. A lot of you have family and friends here. Or not when I say friends, family. I didn't grow my brother and sister. So, you know, that took a toll on me. It did. Growing up, you know, I didn't have that bond with my brother and sister at all. I didn't. And that will mess somebody up. It will. I'm just being honest with you. It will. Amen. You know, because I love my brother and sister. A lot of people don't even know I have a brother and sister. They think I'm the youngest. I'm like, I'm the oldest. I may look young, but no, I have a brother. I have a brother and sister. I mean, so, you know, and I, Amen. this body, you don't realize how much you guys helped me to even right. overcoming that. I mean, seriously, it's just a family. I mean, you helped me out a lot. And
yes.
you don't realize that you guys have helped me so much. And I just take it, I love it. I do, because
yes.
I couldn't have made it without you guys. Right. I couldn't. I just couldn't. I couldn't. God has been good. Right. He has been good. And, I don't want to never take it for granted. You know, yeah. a lot of times we get in our personality and stuff like that. And we're all going to clash. We all don't come from the same.
Come on. Right.
We come from
come
different on. Walks of life.
Yeah, right.
But the biggest thing we got, we love God. That's
yes.
what we have. We love
right.
God.
Amen.
I mean, so we are like, you know, like the brother said, we are going to stick each other. We are. But end of the day, don't let that mess you up. God's still building the skin. He is. And you can't get around that. You know, I've been hitting that home, even like it's myself and telling Sway, that a lot of people don't like that. But that's the way God wanted it. And I thank God that he did, because, you know, he could have put in a cat. He could have put in a dog. I'm glad that he put in a human skin. I am so glad about that. I
yes.
am, because
yes.
I can call a phone and say, hey, brother or sister, I need help. What should I do in this area? I don't have to struggle.
Right.
You know, if you struggle, it's because it's your own fault. You just don't want it. Either it be pride or whatever the case may be. You don't have to go through this life struggling. You don't
right.
have to. There's no need for it. We got all the answers that we need, and
right.
I thank God for it. I mean, we got a strong body here. We really do.
Amen.
You know, last week, you know, we all got rebuked. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is I was not nervous getting up. I was more like, Lord, I need you to move, because I want to at least edify the body.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be up here just talking and
Amen.
Talking and just talking. I want to help somebody out.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to just get up here just saying the old thing. And I said,
right.
Lord, just help me. That was my thought and my prayer since Wednesday. Yeah. Lord, just let me get up here. Let me just help somebody
right.
out.
Amen.
Just help somebody. Help me out, because I
yes.
need it. You know, and I just thank God for that. So I got a couple got a couple quotes from Brother Branham here, and his, you know, it's about faith. And so one of the things he has said, it says, it's an anchor of divine faith that calls anything contrary to the word of God as though it wasn't. It puts new life. It gives hope to the dying. It gives courage to the weak. It gives healing to the sick. It gives blessings to the unfavored. My second one is, if you lose faith, our hopes are gone.
Yes.
If we lose faith, all
right.
our spiritual reality is gone.
Right.
And that hit me home, because, you know, this word is the only thing we're going to get through this life. We don't have nothing else. We don't. And we have to have faith to get through this. And we can do it. We can. We just got to just tell ourselves, hey, pick yourself up. Because this life, yes, in one sense it's hard, but it has to get this way. It's supposed to get
right.
out of here. You know, I feel for the people, the victims that, you know, the mass shootings, the
right.
killings by the cops. But I know it has to get this way, because we got to get out of here.
There's
no other way. And, you know, I thank God, because we can see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't guess about it. We know it's right there.
No.
We know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We can see it. The bride is not caught off guard.
Right.
We're not. We know what's going on.
Amen.
We can see around it. And I just
yes.
and that's a blessing, because not everybody can see this.
Right.
We have everything that we know to get the job done.
Right.
So we have to have faith in order to get the rapture done, too. So I told myself, Kevin, you got to really take this more serious.
Yeah.
Because...
Amen.
It's the fourth quarter.
Right.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time to get out of here. It's time to get out of here.
Yes.
It is. And you know, I thank God. I really do
yes.
that He has given us this ability to know this word and not to combat it, and just know that this is the truth. We don't
right.
have to just sit there and wonder if it's the truth or not. It's the truth no matter what.
Yes.
And I just thank God that even if I don't know anything right there when I'm sitting in the pew, that God, you know what? You have to reveal it to me. Like, I'll put it on that shelf.
Yeah.
And
yes.
you reveal it to me sooner or later. I love that, because I don't have to guess about it. And that's just
right.
a blessing. It's a blessing. I love it. I truly do love
yeah.
it. I mean, it's nothing but just...
I
just love it. I really do. And
Amen.
And as far as that, that's all I had. I thank God. I really
yes.
do. I thank God for the opportunity to get up here. And,
yes.
You know, it took a rebuke for us to get up. But you know what? I like it that way. That's all right. Because no matter what, I'm still a son of God. So I don't even worry about it. You know what? I didn't came this far. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not. If I got to keep stepping up, then I'll step up then. That's fine. I'm not afraid of that. Because anyway, it's God anyway. This ain't me. This is God. If whatever God wants to say out of me, you say it, God. Because, you know, I'm just a vessel. I just want you to just say whatever you want to say out of me. And I thank God for that. And I thank God that we have this opportunity. Because, you know, like Seth said, you know, when you're burning, you got something in your heart. You don't want to take that back home. You don't. You want to. This is a place to do it, because you guys understand me. You know what I mean? You guys understand me. You really do, because God's here. You know, and I thank God for that. So That's all I wanted to say. I love yes. each one of you guys. I don't ever want you to think that I don't. I'm telling you, I've said it time and time yes. again. I love each and every one of you guys. You guys have been a blessing in my yeah. life. You guys have helped me, encouraged me. And, yeah. you know, I hope that I've done the same for you guys. I'm just trying to be an example. Yes. So I love you guys. And the next brother.
Amen. What they say, last but not least. It's funny because, you know, blessings of going last. I'm the youngest, I guess. Also, I got my thought was spell check. Because I started hearing stuff, you know, talking about faith, yeah. talking about voices, yeah. talking about representation,
yes.
talking about being persuaded.
Yes.
I tell you what, I've been, you know, the words yielding, yeah. yielding yourself. It's on my face.
Yeah.
Yielding yourself. You know what Brother Jeremiah said on Sunday. You know, it's John 12, 27 through 29. I'm not going to read it, but you guys know it. It said, you know, some heard
yes.
a thunder, but we heard the voice.
Right.
We heard the voice. Right. We heard the voice. We had representation. Right. Representation
right.
in us.
Right.
You know, I brought this, you know, because I wanted to come prepared, because
yeah.
I want to take it serious.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, it's an exciting, you know, I love to see the different personalities, the different yeah. aspects of God. God gets up here and he hits it hard first,
yeah.
and he gets up second, he's more intellectual. God is a many-membered Amen. Body, Lord. And you know what, if you miss him, you know, I love this too right here, Revelations 8 and 1.
Yes.
You know, there was silence in heaven.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
Right.
Where's it at?
Amen.
People are still looking. Still looking for that thunder.
Yes.
Thinking it's going to be a physiological boom.
Right.
But it's thunderous right
yeah.
now.
We're,
the voice of God is seen. You know, you look at the seventh seal. The seventh seal was revealed to us.
Yes.
We got the decoder ring.
Yeah.
We're not sitting here and looking for like, oh, well, what's the seal? What's the beast? What's
no.
what's the
no.
666? We know.
Yeah.
We know what it is.
Know.
I know what God's done. I know what God's doing.
Yes.
I know what God's got to do.
Yes.
You know, it's because it's funny because you have to have faith.
Yeah.
That's one. My other thing, though, is because, you know, Brother Don said on Sunday night, another reason why that's such a blessing. He's talking about faith. You know, you have to have that faith. And then that revelation comes from that faith.
Yeah.
And then once you have that revelation, there's a manifestation.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. I was, let's see here. This is Isaiah 55:11. Oh, shall my words be that goeth forth out my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in things whereto I send. God is talking to his bride. God is talking to himself. Where's God at? Where's God at in this age? We're looking for God in some sort of prayer clause in the heavens still. He's moved out of there. So you got to trust God's word.
Yes.
Too much. I'll be, you know, I now see why we use ourselves as examples,
yeah.
because we never assume. We never assume.
Right.
You know, if I use myself, because I waited for God to move. I waited for that thunder. I waited for that trumpet, that sign. But then I realized, where's God's at?
Right.
God wants you to move.
Yes.
God wants you to step out.
Yes.
He doesn't want you. I love, again, what Brother Jay said. He didn't practice in a kiddie pool.
No.
He didn't tread water. It's like, well, let me practice first. He stepped out on faith. He stepped out 100%. He put 100% faith in God, knowing that whatever may happen, it's God's will.
Right.
Too much, we put our own thinking on it. And again, it's funny because I thought about Sarah and Abraham. And they were old, 90 years old.
Yeah.
Going to have a baby. Abraham was like, yes, Lord. Sarah was like, I mean, maybe, perhaps circumstances, you know, what does it look like?
Right.
No. No, and this is, I pulled in a, this is the, Brother Bram said this in the Super Sign. This, he said, then again, we must be the seed of Abraham. Abraham, of course, was the seed of Eve. Eve was the woman's seed that was to bruise the serpent's head.
Yes.
But Abraham, if you can catch it, he had faith in God,
yes.
which united the spirit of God with the flesh of man. There was the faith come. There is why we could be the Abraham seed. Not all flesh,
but the uniting of the spirit and the flesh together, God making himself, tearing out, rooting out all evil, yes, bringing into submission the flesh, the dust that he created and lived with as a partner,
yes,
a love relationship. It's not this, he's not going to browbeat you to get up. He wants you to express him. You got to step out on it. We want all the benefits.
Yeah.
We want all the benefits. We want the token. We want our loved ones. We want the rapture. We want all of our friends and families. But we can't get up for God. We can't get up and say, Lord, thank you for giving me breath this morning. Thank you for what Brother Morris made it so simple. He said he gave you breath of life. That's you woke up. We all are breathing. I don't see any dead bodies in the seats. So we walk by faith. You know, Romans 10 and 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People want to talk to God, but where's God at? I can't get God outside of my pastor. You know, this is not my calling. I said, are you preaching tonight? I'm like, no, I'm testifying. I'm testifying on what God's done. You know, I'm getting up because I want to give back to God.
Yeah.
He's been too good to me.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you gave us a present tense God.
Yeah.
You know, I can read these scriptures and what Brother Branham did, and it's the truth.
Right.
I can read the Bible. It's the truth. Yeah. But to know what God's done for me today,
yeah,
the fact that he's got me up,
yeah,
he's showed me who I am in this day and message,
that's right,
there's no greater gift.
Right.
Regardless of what, regardless of your wife, your children,
right,
for me and my house,
yeah,
I'm going to serve God.
Right.
It's real to me. I have identification.
Oh, yeah, right.
You start seeing these things. And I thought another thing was, you know, they talk about faith and works. People think that works is, you know, you got to work something up like it's a flesh.
Yeah.
No. This is a work.
Yeah.
You got to get up and get yourself out of the way.
Right.
You got to provide a vessel that God can,
amen,
move in. Because I don't want to get up, but I don't want to be starchy on God. God's been too good to me.
Right.
He's been too good. So when I see this, it's so real. And I, you know, there's so much on here that I wanted to read, but you know, it's not important. Because what God has done,
right,
he has turned the hearts back.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people stopped at that. But then there was a select group of people that ate that book.
Yeah.
Ate that book.
Right.
And they had to testify again.
Yes.
It's by that faith. That faith, that revelating faith,
yeah,
that I will have that rapture. And without,
right,
that rapture, that's my job. You say that you're the last voice of the last age. Well, I don't hear anyone talking. But you hear my brothers get up and they're strong.
Yes.
I don't hear any, like, I love it because I don't hear any more of that, oh, Lord. I, like Brother Jeremiah said on Sunday, I didn't hear anybody say I was going to hell. No, there's not a work that you have to work up. It's not a ladder.
No.
It's a love story.
Right.
It's the same thing where you talk, you know, the husband and the wife, you know, hey, thank you for all that you do. The true miracle is the fact that he got up, got his lunch packed, and,
yes,
went to work. That's the miracle.
Right.
We're looking for some huge sign, some trumpet, some angel coming down from,
yeah,
the heaven. He's already here.
Yeah.
They've missed it. And just like a thief in the night, a blink of an eye, we'll be gone. We'll have and we won't even have the understanding of it until it happens.
Right.
I won't even understand what the rapture was until I have a new body.
Right.
Lord, so thank you so, yeah, much for revelation. Thank you that I can say I'm one of them.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. I'll speak for myself. I'm sure you'll amen. There wasn't anything I had to spit out. That was good. That was real good. And, you know, even the brothers that have gotten up, you guys have spoke the truth. And, you know, Brother Moore and I were talking a little bit, and, you know, there's people, sometimes you hear preaching, you spit out seeds here and there. And not that I expect that to happen a lot around here, but nice thing about these believers, you're not expecting to have to spit out any seeds. And
no.
I watched that be manifested tonight.
Amen.
This was good.
Yes.
It edified, and
yes,
all the way from take no thought,
right,
and just let God have his way.
Yes.
That's what we got to do.
Yes.
That's what we do every service, what we do every day.
Every day. Yes.
Is just we're a vessel.
Right.
And God's moving through, and he's acting through. And,
yes,
and you know, I love the elders. You can just see a solidness.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
They're nervous, and yet they don't even seem nervous, you know? I know they're nervous because I know what it is like to get up here. But, man, they sure do play it off quite well. And, you know, they weren't worried about impressing. They've been around too much. They know what they got. And I saw that expressed through. And perfect faith. You talk about that. And I forget which brother said it, but it doesn't matter. God said tonight, you know, if we don't have enough faith for getting through a financial issue. And I sat here and I thought, that is so true. Of course I believe God's going to heal James Pickens. That's only a small thing compared to what I'm going to do. I'm getting ready to resurrect somebody who's been sleeping for 2,000 years. I mean, don't worry about a liver transplant for a minute. I'm going to worry about, and I'm not even worried. I'm more focused. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to focus on getting the sleeping saints up. I am the resurrection here. Perfect faith really is here. And it wasn't here until this day. Because to get perfect faith, you got to have perfect word. And Brother Branham even said that. He said, we barely have enough faith for divine healing, let alone the rapture. But you know, this little group's heard word upon word upon word. And of course I believe God can heal James. God can heal you. He can heal me. He can take care of Sister King's brother. Oh, that's like children's bread. And I'm not lightening it, but we're going to get out of here. I'm going to change these bodies. I got so much faith. If I come across somebody that's been dead for 4 days, and God wants them to get up, I can heal them. And I'm going to say it a different way now. We know they're alive. But I got so much faith that there's been people laying there. And their body's been laying there for 2,000 years. But I'm here to tell you, one day I'm going to see them. And they're going to be in a body again. And it don't matter how corrupt it got. But God's going to take some earth and glorify that earth. And they're going to have a body on them again. And they're going to be young. And they're going to be perfect. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want. That's where I'm at. Here recently, you know, because as we've had Bible studies, I was reading things in the Church Age book. And of all the times I read it, I always looked over this. I was telling Brother Dwayne about the scripture. Brother Branham said, you know, somewhere in Revelations, I'm going to paraphrase this, it says, do it in God's spirit. And he said, so many people miss that. He said, if we could just get in the spirit of God. And he's really talking about the quickening power. He's talking about the dynamics. Because you got to have the mechanics, but what he's trying to tell you, if there's no dynamics to quicken it and give you the revelation of it, it's not going to work. But he was going on, he said, to give you an example, he used healing. He said, the word says, by your stripes, I'm healed. He said, if we can just get in the spirit of that. He said, if we can just get a revelation of that, in other words, paraphrasing, he said, there'd be nothing that could stop it. It's as good as done. Discount is done if you got the revelation. It takes a revelation. And that's even when we proclaim, you know, Brother Moore preached that one time, proclaiming a healing. Get a revelation of it. And then you can walk away and you don't even have to worry about it. But that's what we have. That's what we're getting. That's the point I'm trying to make. We have rapturing faith.
Amen.
We have the word in this hour, Brother Lockett. And God's revealed it to us. And we've got what it takes to get the dead up.
Amen.
And that's what our job is. But I enjoyed everybody that got up tonight.
Amen.
I'm not exaggerating this when I say it, and it's not just to make you feel good, but every time a brother got up, at some point in time you guys were talking, I almost wanted to just take a little spin, a little spell. Because it touched me.
Yes.
Whether it was just the word you were saying, or I knew what you went through a little bit, I was like, that is God.
Yeah.
And when you see God move, that gets you excited.
Oh, yes.
That's what David got excited about one time. The ark came back. He saw the ark. And he lost himself so much, he started dancing. Just getting in the spirit. And started praising God. And got so drunk in the spirit that took everything off. So we're going to get out of here. And, you know, I appreciate, and not to make a joke out of it, but I do appreciate what you said, Brother Kevin, because we don't believe in bringing alcohol here and drinking at weddings and trying to promote that stuff. So I appreciate you saying that, because that is what we do believe in here.
Yes.
But I'm looking forward to celebrating with Kevin and Slay.
Yes.
I'll say it like Brother Cho said one time. If he has no dance floor, I'll just sit in my seat and bounce my my leg, but if he's going to have a dance, I'm going to get up and celebrate with him. Because I believe in it's a special day. I want to wish you well. God's putting them together. It gets me excited. You know, what I love about it is we don't look, his way was commenting on her age, we don't look at age. I don't care if she's older than Kevin, Kevin's older than her. I don't care if it's 20 years apart, 5 years apart, 16 years apart, 50 years apart. If God puts you together, that's a blessed marriage. And I love that. And I love being able to say it. And the believers. So it gets me excited. Because I know what that does. Because two is stronger than one. When you can help each other serve God, oh, the devil better watch out. He's already watching out. I mean, Kevin talks about us blessing him. He blesses me. He gets up and he speaks the strong word to us. And I like what he said today. That's the first time I think I heard him say that, but I believe it. He's like, I've come too far. I ain't going to change my mind now. I ain't going anywhere. I was like, he is starting to talk like he's old now. You know, that's Kevin up here saying, hey, Micah, I don't know about you. You're young. But as for me, I've come too far to look back. You better get with it. Hey, Riley. I don't know about you, but I've been doing this, and you don't play church with God. I'm for real about this thing. If nobody else is going to do it, I'm going to do it. And on and on and on. And that's, I don't call their names out because they're failing. I call them out because they're actually loving God. I see that relationship they're establishing with God. They're believers, and I'm encouraging them. But when I was 14, I didn't stand up here and say, I just wasn't strong enough. I mean, no, I'm not limiting you, because if you're 14 and have that revelation, get up here and say, you'll never see me walk out of here. Because that's in this day and hour, that's the revelation we got. But it just took me a little bit longer than maybe it would take you to say that, and that's all I'm trying to express tonight. But I do appreciate our young people even here that's trying to serve God. They're taking steps and testifying and getting baptized and singing for God. Input, output, when Dad preached on that, one of the things I thought about was when Brother Moore always said, you get what you put in.
Yeah.
You got to put a deposit in.
That's right.
You got to testify. You got to sing. You got to clean the church. Or you got to get involved. You got to travel and do the thing. So I've said enough. I've enjoyed you, brothers. And Lord willing, I say that just because we may get in the rapture before next Wednesday, not because I'm going to really change it if we're here. If we're here next Wednesday, well, we got some more brothers going to get up and pray, because, you know, all kidding aside here, I'm going to joke with you. You guys had the pressure this week. Now the pressure's on here. I got Sunday coming up. So you're throwing it right back at me. Now I got to worry about it. I'm the one that's going to lose a little sleep. But God will touch and move. So come on, musicians. I do appreciate Brother Chris and Brother AJ getting up and helping us today. All right. Sounds good.
Brother Jeremiah, could I get a prayer cloth?
Absolutely. We'll do a prayer cloth, too. And you go first. I'll go last.
I just wanted to, I was so thankful to hear all the brothers preaching today. You know, and I appreciated all the testimonies and especially, like, the talks on faith. Because, you know, I think about, you know, like today's July the 12th, and 1 month ago today, the doctor came into me and told me my husband was going to die, you know, but they had already told me he was going to be okay, you know. So in circumstances and knowledge, you know, constantly taunted me, and I was like, God already said he was going to be okay, you know. And even at one point when we thought, you know, with the first liver, you know, he was okay, but then he wasn't. Again, you know, and he was looking like he was going to die again, you know, but again, circumstances was getting in the way, and I said, God, you already said, you said he was going to be okay, and we held to that, and we stood on that. You know, I just thank God for a real God, a God that constantly gives us reminders, because even in each and every single one of these messages today is constant reminders, you know, of who we are and what God can do. You know, and I just thank God.
Amen. That is good.
Just what it's for, and just pray for my father-in-law. He's got cancer of the blood, and so they did a biopsy, bone marrow biopsy, and they said, yeah, there's just, it's not a matter of when, it's just a matter of, I mean, time, you know, basically. So just keep him in your prayer. Keep us in your prayer.
All right, we're going to pray for that. You good, brother? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful service tonight, Lord, talking to us and dealing with us. Thank you for giving us more faith and giving us more information and brightening it up to us, Lord. And Brother Isaiah standing here this evening, Lord, he bring his father-in-law before us, Lord. And we know as believers, and we stand as believers, you said by your stripes we're healed. We ask that you touch his father-in-law. Be with the family. Give him peace of mind. Be with the doctors and the nurses, Lord. Let them move the way they're supposed to. We send this prayer cloth as just a representation of faith and that you can move, Lord. And we trust in you. We send your word. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.
That is good. All right. We just need to sing a song now. Got to remember where I'm at. But that's what I was saying. I appreciate Chris and Brother AJ getting up. And AJ may not know this, but I was actually playing the guitar. When I saw him come in, I thought, I'm going to scoot over. Because I just thought he could come up and play guitar if he wants. And I thought, thank God he did. And so just step in on up there, and God will take care of you. Page 204 in the course book, You Deserve the Glory, key of A. Let me get there.
You deserve the glory and the honor, and we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. For you else
There is no one else like you.
You're dismissed.